So, this is going to be a very unique podcast. I think this is going to be fun. I'm very excited to do this. I've had this thought before, but I've never done it, or I've always thought to do it too late. But this is the first time that I am going to do a movie play-along. I don't know if there's an actual name for these, but let me explain myself. The movie that just came across Netflix is called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And in it, I don't know if he's like the main character, but it's the first guy you see, is none other than Benedict Cumberbatch. Now, if you don't know who Benedict Cumberbatch is, he is the man who plays Doctor Strange in the Marvel series. He also had a role in one of the Sherlock movies. And I think he was, it says here, he was also in the Hobbit film series and The Power of the Dog and 12 Years a Slave. But I don't know those last two. But the one that I do care about is Doctor Strange. He is easily my favorite Marvel character, hands down. Honestly, he literally embodies everything this podcast talks about. But I'm getting a little off track. So the whole point here is I saw The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar pop up on my Netflix feed. And I thought to myself, this right here is going to be something worth watching. So it's about a 39-minute film. And what I'm going to do is keep recording, and we're going to time up the play on the film. Or on the video. So we're going to watch it together. So I guess that's like a reaction video. That's what they're called. I'll be doing a reaction to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And to avoid any copyright things, I'm just going to press play and watch it. And you guys will be able to time it up so that you can watch it at the same time. So without further delay, you guys ready to do this? Ready to jump in? So right now I have 0:00 on the clock. I'm watching on Netflix, if that matters. It says there's 41 minutes and 22 seconds. My playback speed is normal. And I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, interesting. Silent end at the beginning. I like doves. Oh, they're geese. They're actually geese. Indian paintbrush. Do Indians like geese? Also, you might want to watch this back on the second time if you don't want someone talking and giving their opinion every step of the way. But we'll see. Six is a pretty solid number. Oh my gosh, this is already my kind of movie. Oh, he looked at me right as I said that. What? That creeped me out. That's crazy. Oh, I love the sound moving. This is kind of difficult to follow. Ooh, cryptic. So is he also Henry? This cracks me up. This is great. This is so amazing. This is so amazing. I love this. Oh, this is so great. Is this Cumberbatch? Oh. I'd be scared. I don't know if I could do that. I love this. That look. You can see it there, right? Oh my gosh. How did they shoot this without dying? Oh my gosh, it's amazing. That bike. What if he's not there? Ballsy. That's annoying. That's crazy. Probably helps for pictures though. Let's go. Yeah, meditation. Is he gonna do it? India. This is so great. Fair assessment. This is so cool. Wow. looks sick. That's so funny. This is so cool. So cool. Yes. Wow. Yep. Beautifully put, all of that. Oh. Beast. That's crazy. It makes sense. Dude, I've done this. Not that part. I didn't concentrate on his brothers. Wow. It's Aura. Wow. Dude, I believe it's genuine. Dude, I believe that shit. How do you describe it? The third eye. The third eye. What? Bro. Holy moly. How? How does that concern you? Do I love you? Don't be mad I'm questioning you. Now, is this the same? This is the same character, right? Cumberbatch. No, this is a different guy. Bro. So he's in. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later who's. This is awesome. That's all it takes. You connect to that? I've done that. It's crazy. That's crazy. Five and a half minutes. Oh, let's go, baby. Wow. Oh, nice throw. Wow. Wow. Pretty do. Wow. Plum tens around a chicken feed. Oh my gosh. I can't pay attention. Oh, I missed that. I'll have to go back. Dead. Sick. That is interesting. Whoa. Is this hypothetical or real? This is so amazing. Okay, cool. So that was a fake. This is so cool. Whoa. Oh, shit. Wow. That's deep. It's kind of dope. All right. All right. That's pretty dope. Just showering people with cash. Oh shit, too many. I don't know if that was the right move. You're gonna create a frenzy. Why are you throwing money out your balcony? Oh, he's in the hotel movie. Budapest. Go watch Budapest Hotel if you like this. I need to rewatch that. Yeah, good point. Valid point. Wow. What are you going to do with that money? There it is. Oh. It's cool, but is that lying? I feel like that might be lying. Wow. I love those awkward moments. So great. Is he levitating? Yeah, right. Wow. The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar was written by the his writing 1976. So was it real? I guess that's the question. There's still 3 minutes. Okay. Well, I'll talk you guys through the exit. Wow. Round of applause. I love that. I freaking love that. Everything, the sense of humor, the storyline being about yogis. That's incredible. Wow. Wow. Just wow. That was so cool. I feel like that's possible. I've done that before where I've done it with, what have I done it with? Oh, I've done it by when I was at Joshua Tree staring out at mountains. And then I've also done it looking into another person's eye, and it's super trippy. Whenever I did it with the mountains, everything kind of turned into this very weird, like dark black almost. It's like black, but there's like a white, a line that almost traces everything. It is crazy. So I definitely know that part's true. I haven't put much effort into the next one. Shit. It's got me thinking. I'm wondering if I'm one in a billion. Because I've accidentally done that. With a person, yo, this was really trippy when it was a person. Because I could kind of see their aura. But it was more of like their astral body. Like I could see their pain. I don't know if that makes sense, but I could like see the pain that their astral body was in. It was trippy. Trippy. So I do know that that's a thing. As far as it goes with the other stuff, I do not know. It makes sense. It makes sense to me. I've heard crazier stories than being able to see without your eyes. I'm not even going to try to articulate why it makes sense, but I see the probability in it being kind of cool. Man, I hope you guys like that as much as I did. That was cool. Also, if you guys like this, find a way to shoot me a message. You can email me support@travelingtoconsciousness, but if we should do this again. If you guys think we should do this again, hit me up. Because I kind of want to go back and rewatch Budapest Hotel. I never remember what that guy's name is. I'm not going to spend the time actually even looking it up, but I'm sure you guys know the guy I'm talking about. The guy who wrote it. He wrote it, and then he was also the cop. Or he was the guy playing the guy who wrote it, wrote the book at the beginning, and then he was also the cop. That dude's in Budapest Hotel. Love him as an actor, too. That's amazing. I wonder if there's anything else with those two as actors. That guy and... why am I forgetting his name? Benedict Cumberbatch. I had to look that up. I didn't remember. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this as much as I did, because that was sick. And if we should do it again, find a way to contact me. And if you don't, I know we'll come in contact whenever I see all of you in the sixth dimension.